Hi, I'm Mike Maloney, and welcome to another CSRM podcast. Today's episode is hosted by Dr. Greg Linville.
Hi, everybody. As I say, Happy New Year. This is the first recording we've had in the new year. And regardless of what our president might think, it's actually 2022. And we're off and running. And we are excited to bring to you two of my favorite people in the sports ministry world, Angie and Dante. Welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hola.
And this is the weekly CSRM podcast, and we're going to spend some time today talking about a real exciting resource that they have come up with. That would be Dante and Angie. And it is a link and an app and all of the above to help you do a better job in your local church at connecting with your officials and referees and umpires. We're gonna tease you with that. We're gonna come back to that. But first, let's get to know these folks that are with us. And I'm gonna start with Angie because she's the one I started with and she introduced me to Dante. But Angie, you've been a long time. And as young as you are, you're a veteran, longtime sports minister at a local church. You've been an athlete yourself, and you've come up and you've done the sports ministry there. And just give us a little bit of your journey. Where did you start? Did you play sports in your church at all, or high school? Where did you go? What have you done with sports?
Yeah, so I played sports my whole life. We did not have anything. We did have a softball, the Labor Day tournament through friends' churches. Yep. So I grew up going to Damascus Friends. And that was really the only sports ministry thing that I was introduced to. And so then I heard about Greg before I saw him. And Greg has a great way of letting people know what they would be really good at without telling them that they have to do it. And then God just starts working. And so I got some alone college back in the day, before I determined that I was going to do sports ministry, but for me, it was just a fit. And I really do feel like God kind of wired me to do that. So I interned, I went to Malone, I graduated with a degree in sports ministry. And then I interned at First Friends and then started working there right after. I remember looking at different places, but I knew I didn't want to do youth ministry. And that was kind of came in a partner type of thing. It was always sports and youth, and I didn't want to do that. And then I was, when I was interning, I was around enough men's sports there to know that I did not want to do men's stuff either. Like I just wanted to do women's. Yeah. So First Friends was one of the only places that was big enough that was a thing. And so, so I started in 2000 and, I worked on staff there for 12 years, but, so I left the church, so I'm not on staff anymore, but I go back and help, with different leagues. I always think if I'm going to play in them, I'm going to run them because why not? Yeah. And they have gotten me back to do some volleyball too. So I still am doing sports ministry, even though I'm not really always getting paid to do it. So, but I give my opinions for free all the time. So
there you go. Okay. And Dante, you're more of a baseball guy, but tell us kind of your journey. How did you come up through sport and where did that evolve into?
Yeah, I think the first time I picked up a baseball and a glove, I was hooked. I still have a picture of myself when I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
You know, throwing a baseball. So I just always wanted to be a big leaguer when I was growing up and ended up going on playing college. And of course, all through high school and all that. And I ended up quitting in college. And so looking back, I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? So it gives me a little bit of insight as to the youth and young adult mentality. Like you gave up the thing that you love to do the most And so anyhow, but I think that everything is for a reason, or at least this particular thing is for a reason. And I started playing adult baseball again when I was 30 years old. And through that, I met a lot of people that had played professionally and coached either professionally or, you know, at the high school level or the college level or whatever. And from that, what I had learned plus what I had learned when I was a kid, I decided to start a baseball academy. And it has grown now. It's 10 years old, almost 11 years old now. And so I feel that I'm able to teach the things that I didn't learn when I was a kid back to the kids. And of course, when I first started it, at that time, there was a lot of changes going on in my life positively. I was really reconnecting with the Lord through some ministry work in the Dominican Republic. This all happened at the same time, at the end of 2010. And realized that the reason God was opening the doors for the baseball academy to be successful was because of the opportunity that I would have to interact with youth of all ages.
So let's go a little deeper on that academy. Tell us where it's at and how do you do it? It's international.
Yeah. The international part is small at this point, but right now we're located in North Canton, Ohio, and we have right now it's 6,000 square foot facility that is pretty flexible in terms of it can be batting cages and pitching machines, or it can be wide open for sort of defensive work and throwing. So the way that we do it is really that it's sort of all of the above. We do lessons, we do group training, we run travel teams, and that'll get into the app that we're going to talk about later. We run travel teams, and so we do the training year round with them. We're not there just to put together a team and try to go out and win tournaments or whatever. What we're there to do is be with them, you know, 9 or 10 months out of the year during their training and development skills process. And we also rent the facility out and we do some other things.
And the international part, small that it is where?
Well, we have a little bit of we do some work in the Dominican Republic through the ministry, but also my basically general manager did some professional coaching in Croatia. And so he was just over there coaching a tournament, and we signed a deal with a Croatian organization to do some international, sort of like what they do with exchange students, except we're going to do that with baseball. And so what we'll do is we'll take players on a trip to Croatia, and we've done that in the Dominican Republic as well, and allow them to experience what that's like. And of course, my angle is going to be ministry as well. So it's going to be, you know, multifaceted with these trips.
So baseball is your game, and you're using baseball as a tool to develop lives and introduce people to a relationship with Christ. And you are one of the smartest men in the world, because you grabbed hold of this lovely young lady beside you. And the two of you, I think, make a great pair and team, because I think you have matching gifts, gifts that complement one another and help one another. And maybe give us a little insight into something here, because part of what we try to do with CSRM in a podcast is, yes, we try to help you understand how to do this league or deal with that parent or whatever, but there's something else that goes on here. And it has to do with just making sure that the sports minister's healthy. How do you keep a marriage going in the midst of a sports ministry? And how do you encourage each other? Speak to that a little bit for that person that's out there and married and in the ministry. What are some things you've learned? They weren't expecting this at all. This is just organic. We're just going for it.
One thing that I have told him that you taught me, Greg Linville, is whenever you think you're going to be done at work, give another half an hour before you tell your spouse that you're coming home. And I thought, man, that is really good. And that has played well a lot in my life. So
I taught you how to lie.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, but it's never a lie though. That's the thing. It's never a lie. I think I'm going to be done at 12 and I say, hey, yeah, I'll be home at 12:30. But then it's like, oh, I'm not home. That was actually a really good one. I think we're involved in a lot of what each other does. And so I think when you're not, it can become like the other person can become a little jealous of it, or a little, what's the word that I want? Not distant. Jealous, distant maybe, but just animosity. Animosity can develop there, just bitterness or something like that. And so I think we're involved in enough of each other's stuff that that's not an issue. You know, we trust each other. I know that sometimes like I deal with men or I, you know, but there's a trust here and I make sure I'm careful with how I deal with men and things like that. And so I think that's, I don't know, what do you think?
No, honestly, we do spend a lot of time together. We like to take trips and things together. So we spend a lot of time together. So even like the nights where she's working late, I actually secretly look forward to being able to watch my TV shows.
So you're getting a couple of the keys here. Those that marriage counselors never told you. Those of you that are watching or listening in, we're with Dante and Angie, and they're sharing with us just some of their insights. So yeah, give yourself an extra 30 minutes to get home, and that way the expectations are set right. I want us to talk just briefly to introduce the topic, and that is about your app that you I think are currently developing. It's working, but you're developing it. And tell us what this app might be called. Do you have a name for it, or?
Yep. So it's called Ref My Game.
Ref My Game.
It's simple. It says exactly what it is.
Yeah. And so if you're watching this, it'll come up on the screen, but tell us how people might contact you. For those that are listening, how can they contact you if they're interested in this after they hear about it here?
I'll give out my email address and phone number. It's dante@briskconsulting.com. And our phone number is 330-940-3910.
Okay, let's do the phone number again.
330-940-3910.
And then the email address again is, even say it and then spell it.
Okay, it's Dante, D-A-N-T-E, at Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, consulting.com. And that's our technology company that is developing the app.
So that's, if you want to find out about this, that's how you contact them. And Angie, I'm going to ask you this question, because I think you have a particular insight into this that really helped it come about. And that is that as a sports minister at a local church, you had to get referees and umpires for years, decades. And am I right? Is that some of what the motivation behind this was, that you were trying to figure out a way how to do that better?
Yeah, you're lying about the decades. You got to stop with that because you're aging me. But no, it was actually Dante's kind of idea. And I don't remember. I think he was frustrated because he coaches a team and he was frustrated because the umpire wasn't there or was late or something. And it's like, I just wish we had an app that could do blow. And I'm like, yes, because I did used to, for a few years, would schedule, remind, get all the things with officials for different sports. And it is a big hassle when it's not working right. Or it's amazing. I was always so amazed at how many adults needed reminded so many times that something was happening, or they were late, or they just didn't show up at all. Or you had somebody and 10 minutes before the game, they call and they can't come anymore. I mean, there's just, when it's working right, it's great. But man, those couples, and then traveling, it was very hard to travel. I'd be at conferences and I'd get a phone call and then I have to leave whatever I'm doing to kind of figure this out. And so this is just such a better way to have everything in one app, your schedule, your contacts, you know, just all that is in one app. And it shouldn't take long to, it's like the app is so much newer than even when I was doing it, in the sense of I had to call everybody or even send an email and just wait to see if anybody could come back to me. Cause I don't even think texting, I think I still paid for text back in those days when I was, you know, doing that. And so this is just going to be much more functional, much more streamlined. And some of those hassles that I had to deal with should not, they'll still be a hassle because, you know, that's just the way it is, but they won't be as big of a deal to fix.
Anything you want to add to that, Dante?
Yeah, the idea is for a visual is sort of like Uber, except for scheduling referees and umpires. The difference will be that, like, if you have a game a month from now, you can schedule the umpire or the referee at that time. But a lot of times it's last minute. Like a game gets, in baseball, a game might get rained out, but rescheduled for tomorrow night. So the idea is you'll be able to put this game out there in the app, and then umpires that are looking for games for that night will be able to claim those games or bid on those games. And then the coach can choose which umpire and also let the umpire know what the pay is. The way that we're monetizing this app is through the payment. And so we know that paying either the umpire or the referee, you know, there's all different types of organizations, and that's one of the more complicated and frustrating processes. So through this app, you'll be able to pay not only the umpire or referee, but also the assigner. We have included the assigners in this process. So the assigners don't get eliminated. The ones that are currently out there, they can use the tool for free, as well as the umpires can use it for free. And the way this is monetized is through a small fee that goes to us when they pay the umpire or referee.
So we're down to our last couple of minutes on this segment. We're going to come back in and get more into the nitty gritty of this in another podcast. And so if you're listening or watching, we've given you just a taste of it now. And then a week from now, when the next version of, or the next edition of this comes out, then we'll give you a little bit more. But I think we've kind of given you the overview here. And I want to, as I close out here, I want to reemphasize what I heard Angie saying of why you should come listen to this next week or watch it next week. And it goes to you who you're trying to reach people for Jesus. You're trying to run these leagues. You're trying to do all that you can do to enhance and expand the church. And then you got some knuckleheads that don't show up for a game and everything just, and now you're not even thinking about the spiritual side of things. You're just trying to make the thing happen. And then you're frustrated and you go home and you're frustrated and you see where I'm going with this. This isn't a cure-all for you sports ministers, but it certainly can minimize a lot of your headaches. And that's why we want you to know about this app and get to know these fine folks. So Dante and Angie, stay seated. We're going to get to this and we're going to go more in depth about this app. One more time, what's the name of the app?
Ref My Game.
Ref My Game. One more time.
There will be a website as well too. So it's Ref My Game is the app, which is not out yet. And then refmygame.com, refmygameapp.com, sorry. refmygameapp.com.
Okay. So there you have it. Be sure to join us a week from now as we dive into the next part of this and help you, the sports minister, do what you're called to do. Thanks for being with us, Angie and Dante.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
The CSRM Podcast is a production of the Association of Church Sports and Recreation Ministers and their video production house, Overwhelming Victory Flicks. Dr. Greg Linville is the executive producer, and Andrew Fouts is associate producer and editor. For more information about CSRM, visit csrm.org. For more information about Overwhelming Victory, visit overwhelmingvictory.org. The CSRM Podcast is the flagship member of the podcast network Overwhelming Victory Radio. For more information on Overwhelming Victory Radio, or to listen to our partner podcasts, visit overwhelmingvictory.org/OV Radio. For CSRM Podcasts, I'm Mike Maloney. Have a blessed day.